Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 524th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, transcribed featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Good evening. Tonight I'm in Detroit, Michigan, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Michigan-Ohio State football game. Our guest tonight is the most famous football player in the United States, Dope Walker. But first, here is
Real One, Heart of a Prize Fighter.
This is the story of a man who lived 60 years ago. The man's name was Nathan. Nathan lived in the little village of Burnsville, North Carolina. He weighed 250 pounds. He stood over 6 feet 6 inches tall. He was the strongest man in the state. In fact, he was so strong that he was the local weightlifting champion. And as the local weightlifting champion, one day, Nathan lifted a mule in his arms and heaved that mule over his shoulder. From that day on, Nathan was famous as the strongest man in the South. However, despite his great strength, Nathan never lost his temper. That is, he never lost his temper until one day when 8 North Carolina Mountaineers ganged up on him and tried to beat him up. That day, Nathan used all his tremendous strength. And when the fight was over, when that fight was over, those 8 North Carolina Mountaineers lay stretched out, knocked unconscious by the power of Nathan's fist. Yep, that's right. Nathan knocked out 8 men. And because he did, Nathan was called before the town council, who told him,
Nathan, because you alone have knocked out 8 men at one time with your fists, the state of North Carolina does hereby legally declare your 2 hands to be deadly weapons. And if you ever again use these deadly weapons, your fists, to strike a man, you shall be sent to the state penitentiary. Case dismissed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the story. The story of a man named Nathan, who 60 years ago was so strong that the state of North Carolina had to pass a special law to stop him from using his fists. It's strange that this man should be stopped from using his fists. For you see, Nathan, who was told that it was illegal for him to use his fists, was the grandfather of a man who made $1 million by using his fists. Nathan, the man that the state of North Carolina passed a special law to stop from using his fists, was the grandfather, the heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey. I'll be back in just a moment with America's most famous football player, Dope Walker. First, here is Real 2. When you shave, does your razor tug and bite through your whiskers? Does your face feel tender afterward? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Man, Colgate Brushless gives you a trouble-free shave that's smooth, comfortable, and practically effortless. Want to prove it without risk? Take advantage of this wonderful proposition. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yes, it will, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine texture. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Believe me, whether your beard is cast iron tough or soft as fuzz, Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream gives you a slick, smooth shave that you'll rave about. Even with cold or hard water, you get a swell shave. And there's no soreness or tenderness afterward. On the contrary, after you've used Colgate Brushless, your face has a refreshed, comfortable feeling that's really luxurious. Just get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it 1 week. If you don't agree it's the shave supreme, just mail the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And you'll get $1 quickly, okay? There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 3, Colgate's camera close-up of Doak Walker. Doak Walker, the most famous football player in America. And here he is in person, Southern Methodist University's All-American football star, Mr. Doak Walker.
Good evening, Bill. You know, being a Texan, there's a strange sports story I've heard that happened right here in this state. It's the story of two racing drivers who raced against each other on a dirt track in Texas. Both cars were going faster and faster. Suddenly up ahead loomed a turn. The racing car started to skid. One car went out of control. A moment later, they crashed. Neither of these two racing drivers was hurt, but when they were introduced to each other, the boy in the outside car was amazed to find the racing opponent he crashed into was a girl. A beautiful girl, so beautiful that finally these two were married. Well, Bill, that boy who met his wife in a racing smash-up went on to become the lightweight boxing champion of the world, Lou Jenkins. This is Doak Walker in Dallas, Texas, returning you to Bill Stern.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Doak Walker. Reel 4, part of a hotel. We've told you many strange stories in the past. Stories of towns, of sports stadiums, of buildings. Yet this is the first time that we ever told you the strange, incredible story of a hotel. The scene of the story begins in the lobby of a hotel in the city of Philadelphia. It's very late at night, when into the deserted hotel lobby comes an elderly man and his wife. They walk up to the desk clerk to register. The elderly man says,
"We've been turned away by all the big hotels in town. Can you take care of us tonight?"
To which the desk clerk replied,
"Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We have no room. But, sir, you and your wife may have my room. You're more than welcome."
The elderly man and his wife did use that desk clerk's room that night in Philadelphia. And when they checked out of that hotel the next morning, the elderly man said to that room clerk,
"Young man, my wife and I will never forget your kindness to us. Someday I'll repay you."
The desk clerk promptly forgot all about that elderly couple, but they did not forget about him. That's why that desk clerk and the elderly man that he'd befriended were destined to meet again. For it was some years later that the same elderly man and the same desk clerk met. The elderly man said to him,
"Young man, once you befriended my wife and myself and let us sleep in your room, I resolved then to repay you. Well, sir, I have just built the finest hotel in the United States. And, sir, I want you to manage it. Sir, my name is William Waldorf Astor."
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the original Waldorf Astoria, the world's most beautiful hotel, came to be built. Oh, there are many great stories that have come out of the original Waldorf Astoria Hotel. For one night in the Waldorf Astoria, several men sat around a card table. However, these men were not playing cards. No, they were discussing a deal. That's why one of the men said,
"Okay, for that amount of money, I can fix it."
And for that amount of money, he did fix it. You see, that group of men that night in the old Waldorf Astoria were gamblers. The thing that they fixed was the 1919 World Series. But perhaps the strangest story that ever come out of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel happened one night in one of the rooms when a man sat at a piano, softly playing a melody. Do you recognize that song? That's Dardanella, a melody that became the most popular song of all time. And the boy who wrote that song was named Johnny Black. Johnny Black, who after he wrote the great song hit Dardanella, could never write another song hit. He couldn't write another song hit, and that's why he said to his girl one day,
"Honey, I can't seem to write another hit song. But if we're ever going to get married, I've got to get some money. You mind if I go back to prize fighting?"
"Oh, Johnny, it seems so wrong for you, who can write such beautiful music, to be a fighter."
"Oh, I won't get hurt, honey. Besides, I'll only fight until I get enough money so we can get married."
So Johnny Black did forget about song. And he did become a prize fighter. He was a good fighter, too. That is, he was a good fighter until one day when he received a letter from his girl. A letter that read, "Dear Johnny, I hate your being a fighter. When we fell in love, I thought I was going to marry a famous songwriter. Now it turns out I'm marrying a prize fighter. Johnny, I can't go through with it.
By the time you get this letter, I'll be married to somebody else. That night, Johnny Black read that letter. He hated her. He realized that she was cheap and fickle. Saw Johnny Black, who couldn't write a song about a girl when he loved her, wrote a song about this same girl when he hated her. A song in which he told the world how fickle she was. A song.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal.
Now you know that the great song hit Paper Doll was written by a prizefighter whose girl walked out on him. Just as recently, another girl went to another prizefighter and said,
I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving you.
That night, this other prizefighter also wrote a song because his girl had left him. A song that's today a smash hit. A song called Crying.
Crying. And each tear is a memory of a romance that used to be.
However, the story of the second prizefighter has a far different ending. For when his girl heard this song called Crying that he'd written because she walked out, she came back to him. And so this song, written because a prizefighter and his wife had separated, in this case brought the two of them back together again. Today, that song's fast becoming one of the most popular songs in America. And you know the man who wrote it as the former lightweight boxing champion of the world, Mr. Barney Ross. Reel 5, Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, men, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, sir, $1, says Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream, gives you the smooth, comfortable, long-lasting shave you want. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
And remember, Colgate Brushless gives swell shaves even with hard or cold water. Softens tough whiskers so they zip off without pulling or scraping. Leaves your face feeling delightfully smooth and comfortable.
So get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's something special, just mail me back the carton top and Colgate will send you $1. Address... Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight I'm in Detroit, Michigan, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Michigan-Ohio State football game. Next Friday night we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the most famous backfield of all time. In person, all four members of the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, when our guest will be in person, the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Detroit, Michigan.
Colgate Shave Cream Mandel Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Mandel Stern with stories rare. Sonic Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Mandel Stern.
Ladies and gentlemen, what incredible sports story tells of the weird jinx that caused 8 boxing and wrestling champions to lose their titles during the 1930s. To learn the startling facts behind this strange sports story, read the amazing tale in Bill Stern's Sports Surprise feature. Read it in the December issue of Sport Magazine. Sport Magazine, on sale at your newsstands now. And be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family. With a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed immediately by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. Next Friday night, the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame will be guests on the Bill Stern Show, which tonight is transcribed and came to you.
There's a $26,000 jackpot on Hollywood Calling Sunday on NBC.